Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. Oh, we haven't done this in a while.
We haven't. I almost forgot how.
On vacations.
Which way do we go?
So now I guess it's time to go with the good,
Good?
The good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got really good here. Mike Tyson is getting back into the ring.
I heard this, yeah.
Yep. Now, it's not kind of what you think.
Right.
He is going to do a show for Shark Week, which comes up mid-August, I believe.
That's right.
And he's getting into a ring to fight a shark.
That's awesome.
With Michael Buffer calling it.
That's fantastic.
Or announcing it, I guess. Because Michael Buffer, he doesn't do play-by-play, right?
No.
Does he?
Nope, just the ring announcing.
Just comes out, ring announced. Yep, that's it. So I don't know if it's going to be one of those things. Remember how they teased Michael Phelps was going to swim against the shark?
Right.
And then it was all computer simulated?
Right. I did not dig that at all.
I don't know if it's going to be like that. I doubt we're going to see Mike Tyson get into a ring with a great white or a tiger shark. I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure any of this, really. I just know I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I'll see it because I like Mike Tyson a lot.
Yeah.
So.
And just to see, I mean, because that's one of my fears in life is not being able to throw a punch in water.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, we've all tried it and your hand is really, really slow. I'm curious to see like a professional boxer, someone, we've all seen the videos. He still has it. He's got tremendous speed on those hands. You know, how does that translate underwater? If he's slow, we're dead.
Did Adam West's Batman punch a shark or just kick it with the shark and then use the shark repellent in the TV show?
God, I don't remember.
I don't either, but I know he battled a shark.
Yeah, I know Fonzie jumped one.
Fonzie jumped one, famously jumped one. Yeah, exactly. Well, that is going to be good. I like Mike Tyson.
I do too.
I know he's had a checkered past. And remember when he was dating Robin Givens, married Robin Givens, the actress, and it was like, oh, he was so lost. And then, of course, he did go to jail and all that. But
got a face tattoo that kind of was all of us at first were like, whoa, now we don't even think twice about it.
He did a one-man show on like Showtime or HBO or something, and it was really good. He talked about his whole life, talked about all the ups and downs, all the obstacles. It was funny. It was really well written. He performed it well. Yeah, he's an interesting guy. So I'm looking forward to seeing this.
Yeah.
How is Agent, though, like... Because Shark Week is a big deal.
How do you pitch this?
How do you pitch it, though? How do you sit down with people
Simple.
Here's what it is.
You just go to Discovery Channel, which is doing things in the name of science.
Right.
You know, go out there and just like, hey, I got a guy who will punch a shark.
Right. Punch a shark.
He'll fight a shark for you.
He'll do that. And you'd be like, okay, that's cool.
Now, Don King, you think Don King pitched this?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you think Don King pitched that? Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Him going there, so yeah. So it'll be exciting. I don't know the exact date of the show. I just know Shark Week. Shark Week sometime in mid August. It's a little bit later this year.
Excellent. We got Corona sharks in Shark Week.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I know we don't. We do not have a Sharknado this year.
No,
unfortunately.
No. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I can't think of anything worse than this, but after a storm, a couple started seeing honey dripping down their walls inside their house.
All right, so there's a storm.
A storm happens.
Then there's honey dripping down
Just dripping down the wall.
Okay.
And they didn't really know where it came from, but it turned out that they had about 20 to 30,000 bees living in their walls.
Oh, wow.
And up into their attic.
Okay, so how many days after the storm, did the storm bring them in? Or did they just notice it because the storm did something?
This isn't something that, you know, turnaround isn't like 5 days. I mean,
right.
This is years of work.
What have they done?
Well, you got to exterminate them, right? I guess you don't kill them. You smoke them out?
You got to get them wrapped. You got to get them to another location.
Yeah, well, you got to grab the queen.
You got to grab the queen. You got to get a beekeeper in there to save the bees and give them a new
home.
You
don't want to kill the bees.
No, you don't want to kill the bees.
But can you imagine? It's like all of a sudden, like you go, you, you, First of all, I mean, if you're just sitting in your living room, you look over and you just start seeing honey dripping down your wall, you'd be like, "What's that?"
Okay, if you saw honey, if you saw a honey like substance dripping down the wall,
I mean, I wouldn't think it was honey
at
first.
Would you put your finger in it and go, "That's honey, honey, that's honey," or would you go, "I don't know what that is. It looks like honey, but it could be poison. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Maybe
I better stay away from it."
You know, is it asbestos? Is it leaking in our house? Is that, you know, what is that? What is that
right.
substance? I would start to think it was like some sort of leaky pipe happening.
So how many did you say? How many bees?
About 20 to 30,000.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a full-on hive.
Well, I say that it's a lot, but I don't know the bee world, if that's a lot or...
I think that's a lot. I mean,
I would
you
think
say
that's a
lot.
It seems like a ton of bees.
That's a lot of bees.
It seems like you could do something with those bees. Like you could really, you know, have yourself a nice business with those
bees.
But
I mean, they never noticed that there were bees just like outside their house.
Well, yeah, the bees go out and come back in, right? They go get the pollen or they pollinate, but they get the extract to make the honey. They have to go out and get it and then bring it back. You never noticed that it was just insects flying back and forth, especially if there's 50,000 of them?
Well, now I'm a little worried because the other day I took out the garbage, right? And there was this little mud area and I saw wasps.
Oh, yeah, they're
worse.
Like,
you know, they just kept going down to the mud and I'm just watching them like, all right, you know, I don't get what's going on. And then I watched one of them fly and one of them flew towards my house and in between like, you know, in between one of the cracks of the house and just disappeared. Should I be worried that I got wasps don't make honey, but...
No, but they sting.
No, I know, but I mean, should I be worried now that I got a huge wasp nest?
Could be.
In my house?
That's my fear. Every time we have like a little one, my wife thinks I'm the exterminator, then I will take care of it with some spray she buys at the... I go, you can't... No, I'm not getting on spraying this poison in there. Because here's what happens when I do it. I spray into the nest, and then a couple of them come out and look at me and go, I'm going to mess you up in about 2 minutes, so you better get off that ladder. And, you know, we have a fair fight, because we are coming for you, young man.
You want to know where we are at? I bought some spray about 2 months ago. Because I was like, hey, I'm at the Home Goods store. I'm going to, you know what, I'm at the hardware store. I'm picking up some stuff. I should pick up some bug spray. I'm going to do my wife a solid. She will be proud of me that I bought wasp spray.
Right.
Because I know where a nest is. We have like a little bell that hangs outside and like an antique bell type of thing. And they've built a little nest up inside this bell because it's protected. And then I said, I should just go over there and just spray it. It's been 2 months. I've yet to spray it.
Oh, well, you know, the ones that say like good from like 25 feet or whatever, like I need one that says good from 3 miles away where it's just
long tube.
Way down the road, way down. And I just press the button and it goes right to the hornet's nest, but they can't find me because I'm way down the street. No,
as you know, they'll find you.
Yeah, 25 feet, that's nothing. 25 feet is like a walk in a park to them. When they come out and go, oh, what is this what you're doing? Okay, is this what we're – all right. We were living in peace for a while now. Now it's on.
We weren't bothering
you.
You weren't bothering us.
That's right.
You know, it was just me and my family just hanging out.
Now, how dare you? Got on that ladder, started spraying that foam into our home. Uh-oh, look out. See what I do to your home.
Exactly.
You never know when we'll be coming, but we're coming. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. Yeah, keep me updated on the Culver wasp situation.
No, I gotta look into that now. Now that I know that, you know, 20 to 30,000, I'm afraid to go in my attic. Am I just gonna go up there and just find this gigantic? I mean, just like a gigantic wasp sitting in a rocking chair looking at me like, hey, what's up, guy?
It's the queen. She's like, got all these soldiers.
Yeah. Don't come over here. You don't need to be over here. You know, we gave you most of the house. We're just taking this one section.
Yep, exactly.
This one section. We're not even bothering you.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Kanye West.
Yeah, what's up with Kanye West? I kept hearing his name while I was on vacation, but I never got the full story.
Well, let's start off with this. Kanye West is running for president. I think we talked about that.
Yep, we did.
Yeah, but where it really got dumb was, I don't know if this was, it was over the weekend. He held a campaign rally in South Carolina.
He did?
He did.
This is real?
This is not only is this real, I got audio.
All right, let's hear it.
Here's what Kanye West had to say during his presidential rally in South Carolina.
Can't wait.
Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know who you're pandering to at that point.
No, not really. I don't. Exactly. Exactly. What? Does he, in all seriousness, does he want to lose a lot of his money?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, they got too much going in. You know what? Maybe it's a Brewster's Millions situation going
maybe
on.
Maybe so.
That he has to spend $30 million in order to earn $300
million? Yeah, like, I know Michael Bloomberg is a very wealthy man, but he lost $500 million.
Yeah.
Now, to him, that's not a lot, but it's still, there's no quicker way to lose money than running for office.
Right.
Like, you better make sure you're willing to lose a lot of your money.
I don't even know how you, how one can make a statement like that, too.
Right. I know.
I mean, especially, I mean, Kanye's African American. We all know that. Many made, second guess that, especially when you have a comment like that, you know, with Harriet Tubman. But I don't know who does that benefit, him saying that?
Right.
Because the African-American community obviously is not going to respond well to that.
No, not at all.
You know, and
so who is he going after?
And if you're a Confederate flag-flying man, that's not going to you're not going to respond to that either.
No.
That doesn't benefit your cause. So I don't really know. That. I mean, that is just that's not even a middle-of-the-road state. I don't even get it.
God, Kanye.
So, but you know, my fear is, and this is why it's dumb, my fear is that we're going to be privy to more sound bites like this.
That's what I'm thinking.
In the next
couple
of months.
That's what I'm thinking, is that you're going to end up with this kind of history of history by Kanye.
Yeah.
Right? Where he just kind of takes historical figures and kind of makes up his own history for them. I'll tell you, man, I thought this was kind of a goof. I thought it was just sell sneakers or sell albums or whatever he's pitching.
I think it's I would hate to say it, or I hate to think of it this way, but it feels like it's a gigantic troll job.
It might be. So you think there might be some method to the madness here?
Well, I think there is. I think there's an end game here, and maybe it's just to expose. And if it's this, then it's absolutely brilliant.
True. That's true.
But if it's just to expose how messed up our electoral process is right now in this given stage, then, you know, maybe that's the positive out of Kanye running for president. But
maybe so.
I don't know if Kanye is smart enough to know that.
No, I agree. Oh, God. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along. It's Wake Up Call.